Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kevin, first off, we understand two beacons have been installed. Please tell us where they are.
Yeah, two locations. Some of the locations get more than two beacons, depending on side streets and intersections. But we're in the process of installing right now in front of Canisius High School on Delaware, at the Mikowski Early Childhood Center at Jefferson and Best.
Now, these beacons, they're going to help enforce the school zone speed rules. How effective would you say they've been to this point with the beacons that have been installed?
Well, the beacons are being installed right now. They haven't been programmed to light up yet. We think they're going to be very effective, though, when we turn them on. I think we heard very clearly from the public that they felt like they were entering the school zones, and they came upon it relatively quickly, and they just didn't have an advanced warning. So we had ordered these beacons back 2 months ago with every intention of starting to install them, so that we're executing our plan. They're going in, and we think they're going to be very effective. They're going to be blinking amber lights, which everybody knows is more or less the universal symbol for caution, slow down, and that's going to allow motorists to know that they're entering into the speed zone, which is, as you know, a 15-mile-an-hour camera-enforced speed zone.
And the enforcement of the speed zones throughout the city of Buffalo, have we reached the point where tickets are going to be mailed out to speeders caught yet?
Nope, they're not tickets. I know people are going to view them that way. These are violations. They're going to be treated as a parking ticket, not a police V&T ticket. So I don't want people to be confused. This is a $50 fine. It does not and will not go on their license, as opposed to if you get pulled over by a police officer in any jurisdiction, that's a V&T, which is completely different.
These beacons, when these beacons become operational, is that when the enforcement and the violation fines will start coming into play?
Correct. Right now, I think the mayor made it very clear last week when we had a conference, the mayor made it very clear that until the beacons go up on a rolling basis, and as we said, they're being rolled out right now on Delaware Avenue and Jefferson, once they are up, once they are operational, our communications department, I'm sure, will do a press release and notify the public. But we were very clear that nobody would be getting a violation until the flashy beacons were up, and that still holds true today.
Which locations are targeted next for installation?
Not sure yet. Working with Public Works, going over some of our existing data that we have. But there's going to be a total of 10 locations that will be going up. Where we're going next, we're not 100% certain right now. We know that we've got a large volume around McKinley High School, a large volume on Bailey Avenue near Westminster Charter School. As you know, we chose the areas based on volume, accidents, those types of metrics. And, we'll continue to use that data and those metrics is where we're going next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.